We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, Jeff, I promised a good show on Twitter. I wasn't lying. We just had an NHL insider who told us that the Penguins and Letang are close on a deal. It's gotten closer in the last 24 hours. It seems like they've agreed on the money. It's more about the years. Letang would take $7 or $8 million a year if the Penguins give him the fifth year. That seems to be the discussion. They've got until July 13th. That's when free agency starts in the NHL now. So we got that scoop. Next, at 3:30, we have the baseball insider who broke the Key Brian Hayes contract. He was the first one to get it. Robert Murray, great baseball insider from The Athletic, covers the entire sport. I was texting with him this morning. I said, is Brian Reynolds going to get traded? What's going on with David Bednar? And he said, I'll give you both answers. Ooh. Coming up at 3:30. So we've got that on the horizon. We have this from Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. Oregon and Washington have been told by the Big Ten that the conference is standing pat for now. Why, you ask? Because they're waiting on a decision by Notre Dame. The Golden Domers, the Fighting Irish, are clogging up the works here, and everybody is in a holding pattern because all of the conferences want to know, what is Notre Dame going to do? Now, Notre Dame, Jeff, they love their independent status because that means they keep all the money for themselves pretty much, right?
Right.
They've got the NBC deal. It makes them seem very prestigious that they're the only team that has its own network channel. Longhorn Network, you need to live in like El Paso to get it. You know, NBC, everybody knows where to find NBC on Saturday. As long as they're playing at Notre Dame Stadium, boom, that game is on NBC, right? So right, they have coveted that for a very long time. But here's the deal. There's some new information on this that has come to light, Jeff. That contract expires at the end of 2025 with NBC. And here's more information I got from someone who covers the sports media business. Did you know that only pays Notre Dame $15 million a year? And they split that money with whoever they're playing.
That I did know. Do you know what that contract is for the new Big Ten per school?
Let's hear it.
$71 million.
Exactly. See, now I didn't even talk this out with you in advance. We're on the same wavelength here. I never get that with Mueller. So, $70 million a year versus the $15 million that they split from NBC with the teams they play. They get ACC money, but it's not the football money for their basketball teams and Olympic sports.
Right.
So all told, they're probably taking in maybe $20 million a year. That is the incentive for Notre Dame to join the Big Ten. Now, the ACC could say, if you come with us full time, we're going to get a really big TV deal. But the ACC is having to play catch up big time on what the Big Ten gets money-wise and what it will and what the SEC makes. So Notre Dame could think, You know, we've got the stature, we've got the status, we've got the tradition, where we could go to the ACC and just single-handedly cause them to catch up with the other two leagues, and now we've got three big leagues. Or they could go with the Big Ten and just, get insane. I would, if you told Fox and ESPN that we're going to negotiate a Big Ten deal and Notre Dame's coming, I bet it jumps to like $100 million per school. They have that cachet, and it bugs me that Notre Dame still has that much control and power in college sports, but let's not kid ourselves. It's true.
It's not what it was, but it is still there. And if they go with the Big Ten, you mentioned the other sports, they're finding a good home for their other sports. Their other sports don't have to worry about level of competition, exposure, any of that other stuff. I think the other thing that concerns Notre Dame is what is their path to get in the college football playoff? If there are two super leagues and Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, Georgia, USC, all these teams are battling and they're all undefeated or one-loss teams, and here's Notre Dame, even at undefeated, are they going to be looked at the same way? Is that going to get them where they want to get into a national championship opportunity? Probably not. If you're not in those two leagues, how are you going to get into a national championship game? It's going to be like Cincinnati, the rare event every decade.
So you think they're going to get traded like a group of five school by the committee? I just feel like...
Don't you think? If you have these two power leagues and they're all beating up on each other...
If they're playing a weaker schedule, that objectively they should get dinged for that. But I feel like they always find exceptions to the rule for Notre Dame.
They
come up with
reasons
to include Notre Dame and not exclude them. They screw other teams to take care of Notre Dame is what they do.
But if you're Notre Dame, are you starting to think these two super conferences, we could have a great year and not get into the opportunity because of where we're at?
Well, I got to tell you something. I believe that Notre Dame will say that they believe in upholding the values of the football program and play like a champion today and touchdown Jesus and all that stuff. Great. If you said to them, you could make $50 million and make it to the college football playoff, or you could make $100 million and go 8-4, I think they're choosing the latter every single time. They sell out to the dollar and the green,
just like
that stupid jacket that their mascot wears, like everybody else.
Fair,
but Notre Dame sometimes likes to pretend that they're better than everybody else. Like they're above that. They're not quite Ivy League, but there's a very pretentious quality to Notre Dame. You have to at least allow that, Jeff.
Yes, absolutely. And I allow this. If you're Jack Swarbrick, your phone better have been blown up by Commissioner Phillips. Like, Jim Phillips better have called you.
John Phillips? Jim Phillips. Jim Phillips is the ACC commissioner now.
Yes.
Okay.
He needs to make that happen for the survival of the ACC as we know it.
But we're back to this situation like it's always been. Who's got the leverage? Who's got the power? Who has hand in the relationship? The ACC needs Notre Dame a whole heck of a lot more than Notre Dame needs the ACC.
I'd be willing to make a deal that gets them a bigger cut than other schools.
Oh, my, you can't do that. The Clemson would leave the next day for the SEC if they could. Clemson can't allow for that kind of situation. Clemson thinks that they're the premier college football program in America, and now they're going to agree to a deal where Notre Dame gets more money than them? They'll say, what about us?
And you think they leave right away?
I think they, yes.
Even if the deal with Notre Dame got them into the range
the other schools, even Miami, I think might look at it and say, even though we've got the U and all that stuff, it's still Notre Dame. I don't think Clemson. Clemson thinks that they are, if you said, name the five best college football programs in all the land, they would be right there, even after they're down here, ahead of Notre Dame. In fact, how about this? If we are throwing geography out the window now that USC and UCLA have gone to the Big Ten, if you could have one team, would you rather have Clemson or Notre Dame if you're a league?
I want Notre Dame's name.
Oh, there you go. You're falling back like your dad did on the old classic Notre Dame pageantry.
But you just said how much they still carry.
I know they do,
carry.
But over Clemson?
not as a program as to who I would pick to win a game, but if I wanted as a conference, who am I going to pick between those two? Are you kidding me? Clemson plays one sport.
Notre Dame's coach just left before the playoff for an SEC gig. So it's not as, it's not, you said it 5 minutes ago. They're not as prestigious as they used to be. And now you just ranked him out of Clemson.
You're contradicting yourself, Jeff. As an athletic program?
Oh, yes, because we care so much about those softball and baseball teams. Ah, yes. You know, those two chip in. And
if you're out in Utah watching a game, Notre Dame doesn't carry more cachet than Clemson.
In football? Not right now. I don't think so.
I think it still
because
does.
If Clemson,
I'm not saying that they're not a better program right now, but their name still
carries
more.
If Clemson played Alabama, I think, oh, this will be a good game. If Alabama plays Notre Dame, I'm thinking, what are we going to do at halftime? Because they're going to be up 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, but love them or hate them, you'd watch it to see if they got their tails kicked.
So everything apparently boils down to Notre Dame. The tale as old as time, the same as it's always been. Notre Dame gets pretty much carte blanche to do what they want, and everybody bows down and kisses their green fannies because everyone needs Notre Dame, apparently. You have been working on an article for a website, Jeff, 937thefan.com, where you have been trying to persuade people that Pitt is a very attractive program.
I'm looking at Pitt's viability in this
in this dog-eat-dog world, right, in this survival of the fittest, this Darwinism college football model. And you are thinking that Pitt has a lot to offer, apparently.
I'm looking at the strengths of the Pitt program.
And what are you finding?
Including, I think, the hidden part here, or maybe the part people don't think about, is Heather Lake's relationship with Gene Smith, one of the 10 most powerful men in college football.
Now, who the hell's Gene Smith?
Ohio State's athletic director, who she worked for and was his mentor. It's time to cash in those chips.
Get me in the Big Ten right now.
It's time to make those relationships
work. You owe me a favor. Get my school into the Big Ten.
She went to Michigan. Like, she's familiar with the Big Ten. She knows a lot of people in the Big
Ten. Oh, we always kind of assume whenever one of those AD jobs open up that she's a candidate for them, Jeff.
Right.
Right.
That, I think, is maybe the one person where she has the experience. She knows some big people. That's
well, funny you should bring all this up about how attractive Pitt is, and you think the thing they've got going for them is just like,
and their program's on the rise.
Football?
Yeah,
they won the ACC.
They were in the Heisman conversation. They won the Biletnikoff, won the ACC championships. Best player in the NFL is a proud Pitt alum.
Pitt looks the best football wise. It looks the best it's looked in years.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, right now, what have you done for me lately? Pitt on the gridiron has made themselves more of a destination and more of a relevant football program than they have in 40 years. So, good timing, I guess. You know, if that is something that still matters to these people, are they picking schools based on how they're performing, or are they picking them based on resources and stadium size and TV market size and those things? It boiling down to more than wins and losses. That's why this is so fascinating. UCLA's not a better football program than Pitt.
Nope.
But they play in Los Angeles. That's why they're in. That's why Rutgers is in the Big Ten, because they're close to New York City. Rutgers is a joke as a college football program. So how about this, Jeff? I got an email from a listener who wanted to respond to what's happening here, all this upheaval, all this chaos. And he said, Pony, Pitt's screwed. That's how he started the email. RIP Pitt was the subject line. He said, I don't see how they make it into any of these super conferences. In fact, I was bored today. I made a list of 20 teams that are not in the SEC or Big Ten that are more attractive than Pitt.
20
schools. You want to, I'll go team by team, and you tell me when I get to one that makes you say, I don't know about that, Pony. This guy really is a whack job. Okay?
All right.
Clemson.
They're better.
Notre Dame. There's two.
Bigger name.
Florida State.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What have they done in the last decade?
Won a national championship.
What have they done in the last 6 years?
Fired coaches. And lost to Jacksonville State, I want to say. Yeah. But it's Florida friggin' State. It's a state brand school. They have big following, big history. Doesn't take much for a team like that to turn it around. You hire the right coach, all of a sudden Florida State's a national power again.
Yeah, I guess in the guise of Texas hasn't done anything in a long time, and yet they're still.
So are you buying that one?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. But I do question that one.
Okay, I'm going to put a little star next to that. I'm not going to cross them out. Next up, Miami. Just paid Cristobal big money, paying NIL deals where guys are getting $5, $6 million a year to go to school there. That's it's all about the U.
What you hit on there, that's what makes them, their ability to get outside money is better than.
Okay, so Pitt, less attractive to these super leagues than Miami. Next up, West Virginia.
No.
Absolutely not?
No.
Why is that?
I know they're the team of the state, but they are not more attractive than Pitt.
Why is that?
Because Pitt's a better program.
It is?
Yes. Right now, Pitt is a better program. The ACC champion Panthers are a better
program
than West
Virginia. Pitt's favored
to beat
West Virginia on Labor Day in the return of the backyard brawl, right? Okay.
And I respect everything.
Doesn't sound like you respect them at all because you absolutely poo-pooed
the
idea that they're better.
Pitt's better than West Virginia right now in football.
But so you are basing all of these decisions.
We're talking about a football conference. Because
hold on. But this isn't going to encompass everything. It's not like if you join the Big Ten, like UCLA's basketball team is still going to play in the Pac-12 against Arizona and Washington State. You're taking everything. You're taking the gymnastics program.
For now.
Well, yeah, that's world we're living in, Jeff.
What's going to happen with these Olympic sports is they're going to form their own regional conferences.
Maybe. We don't know that. They might.
No, they will. Because they're not going to be able to afford to fly all these teams out to the West Coast.
If you're getting $80 million a year from your TV deals,
it'll be amazing how quickly that will evaporate.
So you say absolutely Pitt more attractive than West Virginia. I'm stunned
Pitt
to hear you say that. There are some people down there listening,
Amanda,
including my wife, who would disagree with that.
I'm sure they would.
Which program do you think has a bigger following?
If we're going on average attendance, then it's West Virginia. But this is not what I'm basing this on. It's not average attendance.
But I think more people care about West Virginia than Pitt. And
in
I know
West
where
Virginia.
I know where. What do you mean?
You're saying in the state of West Virginia, obviously.
No, I'm saying there are more, if you just counted them up, there are more college football fans who identify as West Virginia fans than Pitt fans.
I don't know nationwide if that's the case.
All right, I'll cross that off. I don't agree with that. Maybe because I know where I have to go home and sleep tonight. But I'm putting that down as a hard no from you. Is Louisville a more attractive program than Pitt?
I mean,
remember, this is a crazy person's email where he rattled off 20 schools, so you don't have to agree with him.
No.
Okay. TCU.
Yes.
Because
of where they're at.
Okay.
And if you could, you know, really clinch Texas. And, I mean, it's Dallas market.
Okay. UCF.
No.
They won a.
I know.
They won a fake national championship. Orlando is bigger than Pittsburgh.
Sure it is.
No. North Carolina.
Football.
Jeff, right now the basketball team is going into the league too. Okay, whether you like it or not.
Football league, like if you're talking about overall athletic departments, I think that's a different conversation. We're discussing here, right? What football team you would have?
It's obviously football is the number one thing, but it's not just the football teams that are going. You know, if that were the case, then Pitt's cross country team might, you know, be in the PSAC with Slippery Rock. I mean, it's just all these teams are going into one league. So North Carolina, I'm going to ask you that question again.
Because of basketball, you have to say North Carolina.
Virginia Tech. You've been down to Lane Stadium before. You know how they get down.
That's a great environment.
Okay. What are you saying? Is Virginia Tech more attractive to a super conference than Pitt?
No, because it's in the middle of nowhere.
You don't think they care about Virginia Tech in D.C.?
They do, but there are other schools.
Washington.
Yes.
Baylor. I know.
No.
Okay.
Even with their basketball success.
And football's no slouch. Weren't they just in the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah, they've had quite a roller coaster, haven't they?
NC State. Raleigh, big enough for a hockey team. Good tradition in hoops and football.
Imagine sitting in a room and you're trying to make these
decisions. I know, that's what I'm making you do right now, Jeff. Right. You agreed to come on the air with me today. This wasn't going to be foo-foo and fun and no tough questions. You know me.
I'll say
NC
no.
State, okay. Utah.
As good as they've been.
Salt Lake City in the Rose Bowl last year.
Yeah, Utah does nothing for me. It's probably East Coast bias. No.
Oak State. I'm a man. I'm now close to 50.
Because they're the money they have at Oklahoma State.
Texas Tech.
It's formidable. No.
Okay. Iowa State.
No. Even with Matt Campbell.
And Houston. Texas.
Oh, Dana. Dana. No.
Stanford. All the programs there. All the academic excellence.
I'd say yes. They're top to bottom.
All right, here's the last one. We got through it. Kansas State.
No.
So
how many do you disagree with?
Well, let me give you quick how many schools you said for sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you had Pitt ninth. I would say Louisville is more attractive. I would definitely say Florida State is. I would say Virginia Tech is. I would say Baylor is. I would say NC State is. I would say Utah is. And that's where I would stop. So that's 1, 2. Actually, I'd say UCF too.
Wow. More attractive?
It's in a huge city, and they've been a great football team. Aren't they in the Big 12 now, or what's left of that league?
About others, you were ripping me for including other sports.
Yes.
What else does UCF do?
They had that 7'8" guy that almost beat Duke in the NCAA tournament with Zion Williamson. What was his name? Taco Fall?
That's it.
So I've got about maybe closer to a dozen. That's still a lot, Jeff, before you get to Pitt. And we've got, both of us have a little bit of Pitt bias.
Sure.
I did a show with Kenny Pickett. I got screwed coaching Pitt in the blue and gold game by those ACC refs. I hope they leave that conference just because their refs are so crooked. Screwing me over, not granting me a timeout there. A-holes. Well, I'll post that list on Twitter.
This conversation is going to continue for years because this is an ever-changing process here over the next few years.
I'm going to post that list on Twitter and just get everybody
fired up.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Coming up next, the MLB Insider covers baseball nationwide, who broke the Cabrian Hayes contract story before anyone else. And I talked to him. What's going to happen with Brian Reynolds, David Bednar? Pirates fans want to know. He'll have the answers next. But first, it is a Steiny headline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.